Welcome to Threshold Stories, crossing thresholds one story at a time. I'm your host, Jeff Gora.
Podcast 104. I've decided to title this a spiritual race report. The reason I want to call it a spiritual race report is there's connections back both to the Old and New Testament writings in the interview that you're about to hear, because most of what you're going to get right now is not Jeff doing a monologue. You're going to hear an interview with Mike Tkachuk and Ado Doherty. Before I jump into giving you guys their stories about the racing in the national championship the last weekend in September, I want to give you a little bit of backdrop to it from a scriptural standpoint. So within the Bible, there's a lot of references to humanity being exceptionally good at all things ballistic, all things hand-eye coordination in ways that the animals are not. The story of David and Goliath is probably the most common one. It's this idea that, you know, we can take a small object and throw it with precision and hit something with force nonetheless. If you look at a modern baseball pitcher throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball or a quarterback throwing a ball 75 yards, and the sense that you and I are amazed by that is kind of a little bit off, because we shouldn't be. David and Goliath is the same story. It's just a few thousand years removed. But there's also some magic that occurs when you do endurance racing, because God makes lots of references to running and racing. He talks about how we're supposed to run a race. He talks repeatedly about people who ran. You know, there's not references in the Bible to people who did sets of 30 on and 30 off. No one did 10 sets of burpees that we have record of in the Bible, but we do know of David running from Absalom day and night. So we have this concept of ultra marathon recorded in the Bible for us to learn from. And part of that is magic. You know, God talks about some of the gifts of the Spirit, and he talks about how long suffering and endurance, you know, lead to building characteristics that are of him. Whereas, you know, a set of 10 on and then 10 off doesn't, there's no reference to that building the characteristics that are of the Lord. It's not mean that that's wrong or it's incorrect exercise. It's just that there's magic that occurs. So spoiler alert here, Ado and Mike both did very well. Ado won the whole thing for the United States of America. He's our national champion. And Mike got second place in men 30 to 35 years old. So Mike also did extremely well in the race, both of them much better than yours truly, for sure. So as you listen to this, try to kind of peel back the layer of the onion, because it's a high temptation situation to listen to these guys and think that somehow they're trying to just fundamentally be humble or uncover some part of their own personality. But as you're about to hear, they're pretty quick to say this isn't about them.
All right.
So
a little ways off. That's all right.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, Ado Doherty, Taunton, Mass.
Hi, Michael Tkachuk, Charlotte, North Carolina.
So tell me what you two did today.
I did the long course national championship, 70.3.
What did you do?
And I did the long course duathlon national championships.
But again, it wasn't 70.3.
It wasn't 7.3. Yeah, so two mile run in the beginning, 56 mile bike ride, and then a half marathon at the end.
Cool. So setting aside all the athletic stuff that we just described, setting aside your name, what is it that you two have in common that brought you together? Why are you standing together right now?
So actually, we met in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, mainly because we're of a handful of people that are followers of Christ in the triathlon and multi-sport world. So we kind of bonded over that foundation, if you will.
So Mike, what do you remember from that meeting?
What struck me immediately was how open and how quickly Ado here shared his faith, which was remarkable to see. Because you often, at least for me, I don't often see that. You know, I don't see that in other athletes. Sport is often about me. Triathlon is a me sport.
Right.
But so much of his heart and how he expressed himself was, it's not about me. It's about something greater than me. It's about something, you know, more wonderful than winning a championship. You know, there's more glory than just in a piece of metal that says you came in first or whatever.
Right.
So Ado, you connected literally with every single member of my group that I coach, every triathlon person. How did that come to pass?
Goodness, I believe, was it you or Connor who came up to me first? I think it was Connor. Connor came up to me. Said, hey, I've seen you on Instagram. I didn't know Connor before this. He said, I follow you on Instagram. I noticed that you always give glory to God on your social media posts. And he said, I just want to introduce myself. I'm a follower of God. I train with y'all as well. And so he introduced himself, and then we ended up praying and then sharing a little bit of my testimony with him. He shared a little bit of his, prayed for his family. We talked about his family and my family. And We still communicate to this day.
So, Mike, because you're a guy who's good with numbers and details and everything like that, you tell everybody who's listening how everybody in that group performed that weekend in Tuscaloosa to the best of your memory.
Remarkable. In a word, remarkable. So every one of us podiumed, including Ado, who won the whole darn thing, right? That's pretty awesome. But myself, I had earned a fourth and a fifth place finish in the sprint and standard distance. Among the other folks in the group, they also got fourth and fifth place. I believe Carolyn actually received first in her age group. So yeah, every one of us in relation to that field that day were top performers.
So serendipity, good luck, hand of God. How would you conclude the fact that everybody who was in that prayer circle went home with hardware? Either of you.
I think that every detail in life, from no matter how small to no matter how big, right, is controlled by God, right, and God cares. He has a hand in it. None of it's just left to chance. None of it's just luck. None of it's just, you know, consequence or a coincidence. So, you know, I think he definitely has a plan in place in bringing us together that weekend and having us all perform remarkably well. But I think it's all for his glory ultimately. Right. It's not about, you know, earning ourselves a piece of metal that, you know, one day will decay.
Right.
You know, glorifying ourselves one day will decay. You know, we're all about things that are eternal,
all right,
things that don't.
All right, I'm going to let this keep rolling. Mike, yeah, take it and film me. I'm going to stand next. I'm telling my story right now. You stand over here.
Yep.
So, I normally don't do this. I don't normally hijack my own video to talk, right? It's kind of quasi. This is self-centric on steroid for a second. But ever since I had my catastrophic bike wreck in April, I didn't know if I would ever come back to the sport. For sure, I never once trained to compete in the 70.3. So I am now 20 months removed from training for an event like this. And I just suited up and showed up. I was struggling, to say the least, when I hit the area here and I was able to key in on your hair. Isn't that silly? That's what,
yes,
I saw.
That's
nothing.
Right.
Literally, I saw his hair and it's like, how do I
step
do that?
Step to the side, please.
Let's keep going. He encouraged me, right? And there's five references in the Bible how important it is for the body of Christ to encourage one another.
Right.
In general, we suck when it comes to encouraging one another. We feel that once a year is plenty.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time. You know, once a year, corporations hand out good job awards. It's woefully inadequate. God says, encourage each other every day.
Right.
So we do it once every 365 days. I was desperate for that encouragement at mile 10. And I told everybody, I told these guys, and so I'm putting it on video here, mile 12 is one of my fastest miles in the whole course.
Wow.
I knew you guys were praying for me. It's like, there's no way I could have done that in my own resolve. And I was cramping up. You know, mile 13, that was fair to partly cloudy. So I know you guys were doing something else. So mile 12 was really good. And I think that's kind of part of the testament to God.
Of course.
I think people who think God is just out there and he's fuzzy-buzzy and maybe he's there and it's a psychological event. I'm telling you, there's too many real world experiences to invalidate that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, and I had a lot of chances to pray for people while I was running today. And I think it's really cool that I got that opportunity.
Thanks for listening to this chapter of Threshold Stories, Crossing Thresholds, One Story at a Time. Get ready to cross more thresholds with me in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn or on my Facebook page at Jeff Gora, Team USA.